Well, first of all, the council does meet association of housing bodies individually, and this is to I suppose that was something that was, I think, that the department had asked for, that they would meet a number of times a year between the council, the association of housing bodies, or the housing bodies themselves, and the department. And I suppose maybe the benefits it would have the county is that it would keep everybody informed about the changing needs of people that's on the housing waiting list, and new people that comes on it, and keep them informed of changing legislation or any new legislation will come through, that they know the types of social housing that families need, and where exactly that is the biggest need is for it, and see if they can overcome the challenges that delays or slows down housing delivery within the county. And I suppose they're one of the biggest things that they will try and do is see if they explore ways of to deliver housing, including the homeless accommodation, affordable homes, and the cost rentals and things like that. And consulting with the AHB partners to listen to their feedback and ideas as well.
And so it would be a platform for a greater dialogue, so there isn't breakdowns in communications that result in things like the issues in Buncrana and Milford, where the council have agreed a price for building homes and then the price has gone up, and then the associated housing bodies have agreed a different price, and that sort of leaves everyone in limbo.
Well, you know, if that had went through the social housing body from the beginning, it may have been a different story. I can't say yes or no on it, but it would be just maybe of keeping everybody better informed, both the council themselves, through information and feedback they get from the housing body and from the department, and to keep the housing bodies informed as well, collectively, rather than individually. They may be on somebody in this month, and they may be told where the biggest need was, or the change of need, and maybe next month it could change to somebody else. So everybody's been told, I think they'll meet maybe up to 3 or 4 times a year. And as well as that, we've asked that to keep the MDs up to date with what's going on as well, with their consultations with the housing bodies.
And within the meeting itself, was there much support for this idea?
Yeah, there was full support for it. Nobody spoke against it. Everybody thought it would be a very good idea. And especially when they're going to be consulting with it, and keeping the councillors informed as well, I think it's an important part of it as anything else.
So
the people on the ground at the end of the day, and they'll be able to take a lot of information to these meetings as well, I think. And I think it's very important that councillors are involved and are part of it.
So we should now, in the next few months at least, see this greater dialogue and greater partnership and team working, say, start to develop through the council?
Yes, I think maybe they hope to try and have the first one maybe around September time, or the holiday time, and all over again. September, October, I think it'll be wise to wait till that to make sure as many people as possible from each group will be able to attend and have this meeting.